talk about the Oscars, the 97 Oscars. Yeah.
2025. Conan O'Brien taking a shot at Drake
was really? Not on my bingo.
I didn't see that, and I love the bit where he was like, I won't waste time, and he literally sings a song about, for like 3 minutes about not wasting time. And then when Adam Sandler, it's just...
So, should we talk about...
Yeah.
So, winner of actor in a leading role, Adrian Brody, The Brutalist.
I had no
idea.
We
all saw it coming. Nobody's surprised.
Yeah.
Happy, happy. Kieran Culkin, a real pain.
That was just good to see.
Very happy.
When he was talking about the story about his wife. And
yeah,
how,
that was so
And funny. How his wife said, oh, you can have a fourth baby when you win an Oscar.
And he's won an Oscar. And we love Kieran Culkin, of course, Scott Pilgrim. Yeah. And we all love Scott Pilgrim.
I'm sorry. So. Anytime I see this guy, I'm like, hey, look, it's fun.
Actress in the leading role, Mikey Madison. It should have been Demi Moore. We're all very happy for Mikey Madison.
At least Carlos Sevilla.
Gascon didn't win one. Unless, you know, the Oscars go like a different
category. I love they talked about, like, Conan made a joke about her Twitter. Like, the stuff that she said on there. That's always good to hear.
Actress in supporting role, Zoe Saldana.
Go
fine.
To...
Much rather it was her than it was Ariana Grande or, like...
Yeah. This is the third time in a row where, like,
I'm shocked.
A foreign movie has won Best Animated Feature.
I'm shocked. It should have been The Wild Robot.
I was a Wallace and Gromit boy myself. Like,
I do not like Wallace and Gromit.
You don't like your
animated short film. Okay, cinematography, The Brutalist. Greg Fraser got robbed. Dune Part 2 is one of the most.
What Nosferatu?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that one was a little bit of a toss up. Mm. It was, you know, they were all solid.
Yeah, costume design.
Wicked. I mean,
black man to win.
There's also just not enough, like...
Yeah, that's what he said, and, you know, it was good to see it.
There's not enough movies with, like, interesting costume design nowadays to make it...
That's why when I saw Conclave, I was like, okay, it's definitely got costumes in it, but I wouldn't call it amazing costumes. I mean, Wicked, I would deny, it's got costumes.
Directing's always a tough one. Sean Baker wins for
Aurora. I haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it.
James Mangold coming off Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. What a comeback.
What a comeback. That was close.
Yeah. That's great for
International feature film. I am shocked that France didn't get Count of Monte Cristo. I watched it in France, in a French cinema. So good. But the Oscars... I don't know, hate French people or something.
Flo was French as well, isn't it?
Flo's Latvian.
Oh.
Makeup and hairstyling, The Substance, pretty obvious.
Well, fine.
Music not being given to the Bob Dylan movie is a shocker.
What? That's like saying, Elvis should win best music because Elvis had pretty good music.
But no. The Brutalist winning it is not, like, no.
It should have... The world.
And
the
Wicked
world
not, as much as I hate Wicked... Wicked not winning the best original song and it being given to a musical about drug lords is mental.
Wait, what?
They gave it to...
No. I only thought they won one. No.
They won two.
How? You've heard about the sex change song. Oh my God. And then like, when the best... was it adapted original screen? I can't remember. It got nominated for one of those. And the bit where they were showing their original screenplay was one of the worst quotes from the movie. The changing society changes the soul. Changing the soul changes society. Changing society changes it all. That doesn't mean anything. That's not a good part of the script. What are you doing? And I actually kind of lost it at that bit.
Anora winning Best Picture is...
Well,
that was a bit of an underdog, actually. I genuinely thought it was going to be The Brutalist. Apparently... The Oscars love Russian people and nudity and movies about strippers.
Yeah, but and Nora presents one of my problems with the Oscars. In the past, you'd have movies like Star Wars could get nominated for Best Picture, and Jaws could, and
now
and
it's
Raiders.
Anything
it's
indie.
Like it's just, but like you also had indie films getting nominated at the same time, and Rocky. I'm pretty sure Rocky got nominated, and Raging Bull.
Like the closest we get now is Dune Part 2.
Dune Part 2 and Wicked. And yes, we got Oppenheimer last year, but those are the exceptions to the rule. Because now we have Nomadland get nominated and Parasite getting basically literally winning. And it's like, these movies are winning, nobody's ever heard of before. That's not a problem, but it's like, it's kind of weird. They just don't like nominated mainstream movies anymore. And
then sound and visual effects go to Dune Part 2, fair enough, really well done.
Yeah.
Writing for adapted screenplay to Conclave, go I mean, it's hell, very well written.
Perez, you did not have a good script.
Writing original screenplay going to a Nora is a bit crazy.
Have you seen it? Is it any good?
No, but I'd... It's good. Would you say that the writing is original screenplay good?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Really?
I prefer it to the other three that I've seen.
Over Jesse Eisenberg getting another character to talk about how cool his feet look.
Hot take. Jesse Eisenberg is like Michael Cera for me. Like,
as they're the same person.
He's fine. But since The Social Network, I have failed to get into anything that he is in, that Jesse Eisenberg is in. He's fine, but like Michael Cera, he has this shtick that got old really fast for me.
No, but he's so good at Scorpio. No,
now you see me, he's in Rio.
And he's Rio.
Rio, he does, his voice doesn't even...
He's the guy from Rio.
Why is he flirting with, what's her name? Like,
he's Anne Hathaway's his wife.
Okay, don't do that ever again. Go away. No.
Then, I mean, Zombieland, but like,
No.
The rest of it's kind of it.
He plays Lex Luthor because, oh yeah, that's a good point. Gene Hackman has sadly died.
Gene Hackman.
This past year. I really do like the original Superman. So that was quite same, you know, the best.
We miss you, Gene Hackman. Have a good time in heaven or whatever. Wherever you've gone.
Wherever you landed.
We support you, man.
Yeah. And
to all you Gene Hackman fans out there, we feel you.
Of which there are many. And let's finish on the Shrek 5 teaser.
What the hell was that? I woke up one day and suddenly there's a Shrek 5 teaser. I nearly lost it
when I saw it. Because it's like,
Shrek 5 exists. Let's see. It's taken long enough. And then what I expected to be classic animation, you know, fun, you know, call back to the 2000s CG. We got weirdly hyper-realistic Zendaya with red hair going, "Ugh, what is that, Dad?" And then videos of Shrek twerking on the magic mirror. And then Cameron Diaz, who I'm pretty sure hasn't been in a movie for like 10 years.
She actually came out with her first movie in 10 years last year.
What was it?
It was this movie on Netflix.
Okay, it doesn't count. Okay. She goes, "Oh, Mom, I would like it," is her first word in like 11 years. What?
It's like...
And I thought the guy who played Shrek was dead.
Mike Myers. Austin Powers.
I thought he was dead.
How do you think Austin...
No. Oh, no, that was the singer who did that original All-Star song.
Oh, Shrek. Steve from Shrek.
How do you go from the amazingness of Puss in Boots, right?
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is one of the best.
So well done. To this.
It doesn't understand...
Atrocity with the biggest, the funniest joke being Pinocchio going, "I didn't make the video," and his nose growing.
And it's like, okay... One, I can't judge a 90-minute movie on 20 seconds of a trailer. That's not fair. That's genuinely not fair on a movie. But at the same time, this fundamentally doesn't understand what makes Shrek good. Like, Shrek, the whole point of it is to take, like, the piss out of Disney. Now it looks like a Disney film.
The original Shrek looks
kind of ugly. Or the characters don't look completely right, like Lord Farquaad.
Why is Shrek blushing?
It's just, like...
And donkey. What have they done to my boy?
I know, and it's like...
Look how they massacred my boy.
I watched the original Shrek like a month ago, and it is still amazing. And yeah, and it's just...
So that's...
fumbled the bag.
Very self-indulgent review of the 2025 Oscars. Shrek 5. Weird teaser.
So,
thank you for listening. I've been Edward.
I've been Noah.
Have a wonderful day.